Now, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Final hour of the show coming up. We'll take it till 2 today. Marlins down 1-0 as Eury Pérez just served up a breaking ball. Yeah, hung over the plate. So they're down 1-0. Solo shot for the Rangers. And they have taken a 1-0 lead after that home run to center field. So we got that going on. Marlins.
Not a big part of the field.
Oh, nice. Yeah. He hit it almost, you know, our favorite terrace spot. Then it went to the then to the terrace where they had like that triple decker terrace.
Yeah.
That's where it went out. That's where it went out. So 1-0 Rangers, but still early. It's still early. Only the fourth inning right now. The headlines, those are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. As today, got a full slate of World Cup games, 6 games on the pitch. Bosnia and Qatar at 3 o'clock. Also at 3, Switzerland and Canada. At 6 o'clock, Morocco and Haiti in Atlanta. And then at 6 o'clock, our game down here, Scotland and Brazil. Looking forward to seeing what the vibes are like as we've been. I think that's going to be a crazy crowd there.
Why is he saying it like Vin Diesel in
Brazil?
Yeah, in
Brazil.
Brazil. I don't know. Czechia and Mexico in Mexico. And then South Africa against South Korea. Battle of the Souths. That's at 9 o'clock tonight. In the meanwhile, we're all.
Have you found yourself watching any other soccer when it's not the U.S.?
Yeah, I've been watching a bunch.
I've watched some.
I mean, there's been so much that's on during our show. I've been watching that. I watched both Messi games. I catch it on late. Like, it's on Peacock, too, so I'll just throw it on because I'm on Peacock a lot for Love Island. So I'll just, boop, throw it on there. Even if it's in Spanish, I don't care. Because Peacock has the Spanish call. They don't have the English. But just to have it on. It's a vibe. I like seeing it. I'm excited for it.
Are the Scots there today?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. This is their big 12 thing.
12 o'clock, huh?
6 o'clock. Should be.
I
exciting.
Thought they were going to. Oh no, they're not going to baseball games today.
No, that was a couple days ago.
Yeah, they went Monday. Yeah.
And then last night there was some at the draft party. There was some at the draft party. So
really,
exciting.
It's just going. Whatever's going, huh?
Yeah, whatever's
they
going.
They decided, draft party. There must be beer.
Well, I think. There's a lot going on by Bayside, like the headquarters are there, I think at Bayfront Park and things like that for fans experience and whatnot. So it was probably an easy trek for them over there.
They've been here. They're going to be here for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
The World Cup.
Yeah. No, some of the Scots, I saw one getting interviewed. He's like, I'm going to be here for 6 weeks.
They don't want to leave.
Wait. What's their placement? Aren't they... Yeah, what's their placement right now?
Under the table right now.
Oh, really?
That's a good one.
That's where it's at.
No, but I'm just saying, like, can they advance?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think they can advance. I think it's between Brazil and Morocco.
For all I've watched, I have not really kept up with the standings. I'm just
All I know is the U.S.
I know the U.S. is on. I know Messi's been amazing. I know Ronaldo went off. Mbappe's been awesome.
Okay, so right now
that
Brazil
dude looks like Anton Lundell for Norway is really good.
Yeah, Brazil and Morocco are tied. They both have a win and a draw. Scotland has a win and a loss. So Scotland's 1 point behind. So if Scotland somehow pulls off the upset, they would advance. If Morocco somehow loses to Haiti and if Scotland advances, I mean Scotland wins, then they would advance. But yeah. It seems like it's Brazil and Morocco that's advancing.
Leroy, can we get a weather update brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season? Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate.
It's getting a little cloudier.
Mm-hmm.
It builds up during the course of the day. Winds are still nothing. 5 miles an hour tops. It is a heater. I would expect some rain during the course of... the evening, I would say it's, 92, 93 degrees? But it feels like it's going to be much higher than that. And I would say this. Feels great in here. I ain't even messing with it.
Don't even have to.
I got to mess with it tomorrow. I got to put my grill back together.
Oh, you get the fuses? The fuses are in?
Yeah, they are tiny. So, yeah.
You got like little tweezers, drop them in?
No, they plug right in, but they're only they're about this size right here.
All right.
So they're small, they're wider and thinner, but that's about the right size. And when the lady said it to me, because they sent me, you know, the thing about Traeger is they don't, they like have a lot of partners that have the stuff that you could get it quicker if you don't have to get it from them, because they take forever to ship stuff. And so they sent me to a guy. He sent me the part without all the other stuff. No wires, no nothing.
Nothing.
So, right. So the first thing that the Traeger lady said was, hey, did you change the fuses? Fuses? No, not about no fuses.
Sal says in the chat, by the way, speaking of Bayside, they're closing down the Hard Rock Cafe. That was still open?
Yeah, I saw that. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was still open.
The Hard Rock Cafe at Bayside was still, I never even like it. Sometimes it feels like going to Bayside, you don't even venture over that far.
I went there actually for the Heat's home opener this past season. Because it was against the Knicks, and it was a Sunday evening game. But I went down there to go watch, you know, football, you know, just have a, you know, pregame before the game. Dude, I went in there. Nobody was at that.
Just a ghost town, huh?
It was a ghost town. Actually,
I wouldn't even think they would invest in it because they have the one at their Guitar Hotel. I wouldn't even. I thought that would have been gone a while ago.
Nah.
Because the one at their hotel is nice. The one at their hotel is like they got the views. You can go right in there from the events. I didn't think that thing was still open, dude. I had no idea.
You know what's crazy? They spent the same amount of money building the upgrading the Hard Rock as they spent to build the MGM.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's crazy. It's like $1.5 billion.
Miami says Bayside is a tourist trap anyways. Oh, no, it is. They have facelifted the entertainment area.
They made it much nicer because it was not that before.
But there's still just not that much to it. Like, there's really not. Like, you're basically just inviting people who aren't from down here to look at some parrots and the water. Like, that's it. There's really nothing to it, dude.
And you may see somebody hopping around in a kangaroo.
Yeah, it's just like
you're also seeing people in a marina at some point. So
you got
that's all you're really seeing.
Does anybody ever feed the tarpon at Bayside? Or those are some rancid tarpon? Like, you'd rather do that in Isle Mirada, wouldn't you? Those
get big.
Those tarpon probably got fangs and like
three
eyes.
Have you ever caught a tarpon?
I've never caught a tarpon. No, but I fed them. At Robbie's in Isle Mirada, I fed them.
Oh my goodness.
I love Robbie's.
Robbie's is great. All right, we'll come back. We'll get back into the Giannis thing. I'll get to those shooters who are out there. Plus, a Heat
legend. No more radio questions.
That was a great radio question.
Plus, it was a great radio question.
You yelled at me for answering the question.
No, no. What I yelled at was you wanted to change the game and you wanted to say who's most impactful, and that's not the game.
Basically, I was setting the parameters for which I would select the guys.
Fine.
Thank you.
You still ruined it.
What was your parameters, Jennifer? Who are you most excited about?
I mean, I agree with everybody. Like, Dolphins for me is just going to be my least. And I would say my number one would be between Giannis and Brady Kachuk.
Okay. So the football guys are after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Fair enough. Listen, that's why it's your list. But at least you did.
Don't
at least
you have a bigger interest than the other two?
I
sports?
Do. That's how I rate it. Like, my interest comes first. Yeah.
See, everybody got rules.
That's not rules. That's not the rules.
But the person that asked the question made the rule.
I'm saying her preferences were she has an interest in the other two.
But
sports.
That's how I rate it.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But I get what you're trying to rephrase,
Toby.
No, it's not.
I wasn't. I was saying how I like why I was picking. I was just explaining why I was picking it the way I was.
But
that's it.
He just asked who's exciting. Like, who's guiding? Like, who excites you the most out of those four to watch?
Right.
Dade South says the Hooters at Bayside used to be elite. Waitress has made the calendar. Certified possum holder. I've been to that. Yeah, we've all been to the Hooters at Bayside. Ooh, that's what is it now? What is it?
It's a, did we do a show from there?
I think it's so.
We
is
did a
Hooters.
Show somewhere.
No, it's not a Hooters anymore. I think it's a. Isn't it like a?
No, I'm pretty sure it's still there. All they right. just added more stuff is around it.
Marlins just tied the game.
Ooh, who? Oh, Griffin Conine. All right,
with a double.
All right, good to see him back in action.
Tobin, didn't we do a show from down there years ago?
The last, maybe it was there. The last time I did a show at Hooters, I did it with Will Manso. I did it at the one on Pines. That's the last time I did a show at a Hooters.
What, the one on University in Pines?
Yeah.
That's like their biggest one.
That's the best one.
I do. Yeah, it's a great Hooters. It's a great Hooters. That one's still standing. I don't think the one at Bayside's there anymore, Jennifer. I think it's like a Black Market or something like that, I think it's called.
They might have changed it to Black Market.
Yeah, I don't think it's a Hooters anymore.
I don't know. I guess I don't really pay attention to Hooters like that.
The Hard Rock doesn't have a Hooters anymore.
No, it doesn't.
Who else has a Hooters down here? Does Coconut Grove still have a Hooters?
University,
well, there's one in Doral.
There's one in, is that Oakland Park? University in Oakland?
Wait, yeah. Oakland Park University.
Right,
yeah,
next,
yeah.
Right next to the strip club.
I'm not going to lie. Listen.
Vegas Cabaret.
Goldfingers? Goldfingers, yeah.
No shade at Hooters.
Down the street from Vegas Cabaret.
No shade at Hooters. It has its nostalgia, but like Twin Peaks blows it out of the water for scenic views, you know?
In everything.
Yeah, so I'm just saying.
In all scenery.
We'll take a break, and we'll get back into Giannis next. He Twitter is so back, dude. We are so back. I got to tell you, it's a party right now online for
you
the
say
Heat
we
fan.
Back.
We are back, dude. Because this could be something. It could be nothing. I don't know. But LeBron James is a free agent. And he's out here posting Giannis quotes on his Instagram. He said, you remember the whole, there's no such thing as failure, just steps to success, which is actually a ridiculous thing to say after a game after getting beat by five. But neither here nor there. We're over those types of things. He says, wonderful wisdom here by him.
Dude has more receipts than a little bit.
Failure only exists when you refuse to try. Interesting thing for LeBron to post about Giannis when it was...
On a very specific day, too.
Yeah, very odd, Jennifer. It could be something. Yeah, could be nothing.
Yeah, get that 41-year-old man.
Who knows?
With no jumper.
It's very good.
Oh, he's great.
He's very good.
You need shooters, guys. You need shooters.
Pell Larson's going to figure it out. I had a sense yesterday Wayne Ellington's going to fix it. You know, he's going to get him in line. Bobby Portis can shoot. Davion Mitchell, you know, sometimes gets on a heater.
Wiggins
can shoot. Wiggins had a great season shooting last year, actually. Best of his career. He was over 40%. Here was Chris Bosh. Oh, love CB. He went on his social media to give some thoughts on the Giannis signing to the Miami Heat. And here is what the two-time Miami Heat champion, unfortunate career cut short by blood clots, number one in the rafters, number one in your hearts. Love Chris Bosh, Hall of Famer. What he had to say on the Heat getting Giannis.
They have that nice core. And if you look at everything that they're doing, it's really interesting. They can put a good team around Giannis. I know one thing, you know, it might not result in a championship right now, but you put yourself in contention for a championship with having a perennial MVP candidate and being able to build around that. And, you know, Spo is used to having a player like that, or not used to it, but he's had a player like that in LeBron James where you can build a system around him. Where Giannis can attack all day and he's got shooters to his left and his right out to three. The way that they're structured right now, they still have to build. I remember when they signed us with the big three, it was the big three, Mario Chalmers, Joel Anthony, and Carlos Arroyo, I think, was under contract. That's six people. We only had six people when the deal was initially, negotiated. So, they have to build a team. He's used to it. They know how to build a team. That's probably what they're going to have to do. They're going to definitely have to put more emphasis on their talent development, which they do a great job of. But especially now, knowing Pat Riley, knowing that organization, they're thinking it's go time. We've got a guy. We've got Bam. Let's build on that. So
there you go. Chris Bosh on his social media platforms.
That
That we forget that. We forget that they had one reserve when those guys signed.
Yeah, well, not only that, but the guys that they had UD, who you know, that was they all took the discounts for, and then they traded for Mike Miller with Michael Beasley. And in that season, UD had his foot broken, falling on Rudy, I think it was Rudy Gay's foot, against Memphis. Didn't come back till the Eastern Conference Finals. And Mike Miller was perennially hurt on the Miami Heat all the time. He broke, I think, his thumb, got caught in a jersey in practice. So, like, the two guys that they had any money in, both were banged up for the most part that year.
So, question. You rest off a ship on LeBron or not? I don't think it's going to happen because he ain't going to take no damn pay cut.
Yeah, the only way I see it happening is, I guess, if they did the Norm Powell sign-and trade, that would seem like the way to get it done money-wise. I do agree with Vlad. I think the spacing feels a bit nightmarish with all three of them. Then again, though, you know, you have LeBron as a guy who's used to being there at the end of games. He would be basically your true point guard. I would say you would probably have to swap out Davion Mitchell if that was the case. And so that would really come down to the make or break there would be Pella's shooting. If Pella's shooting could take a bit of a jump this year, which it's not incapable of doing. Like, I don't think he's got a broke shot like Jaime does.
How good is LeBron shooting the three?
LeBron can shoot the three. He shoots it right. Good, but you don't want LeBron. But LeBron's not out there look for 8 to 9 3-pointers.
Right.
Right.
He's
right.
A guy that needs shooters around him.
Right. So he can shoot them wide open three.
Either he can shoot a wide open three, or he can go downhill and draw the defense, and then those guys mm-hmm. could get open looks. So, yeah, that's why an intangible is always needed with LeBron. If you notice, there's always been an intangible when he wins a title.
Of course. And when the non-intangibles like J.R. Smith, they forget the score.
Yeah. You know, he had Kevin Love.
Yep.
He had Mike Miller. He had Alex Caruso. Yeah.
Strangely, Rondo was hitting threes on that team, too.
During that finals? Wait a minute. When did he start hitting jumpers?
Crazy. I was like, this is ridiculous. Anyway, but yeah, the shooters that are actually rumored, if the LeBron thing, unlikely as it is, Anthony Chang saying today that the Miami Heat will be, he said, don't be surprised if Buddy Hield is a name the Heat look after. Oh, I'm sorry. Ooh. Keep an eye on the name Buddy Hield, according to Barry Jackson. I apologize. Ooh, they're a tag team on the Herald. They do a great job. He said, keep an eye on Buddy Hield. Only $3 million of his $9.6 is guaranteed. Hawks must make a decision by Thursday per his contract. Hield has had interest in the Heat in the past. I believe he grew up a Heat fan.
He's from the Bahamas.
But, yeah, he's from the Bahamas, and I believe he's the only road player that Eric Reid has ever given a kaboom to by his request. He asked, would you ever say kaboom for me if I hit a three during a game? And I believe he's the only person that Eric Reid has been willing to give that request to.
Well, I mean, if you know Eric Reid and his work and you ask him, I think that's a nice thing to do by Eric Reid.
Not only that, but you remember what it was like when Edgecombe was here for the Bahamas, all the fans from the Bahamas here. It was crazy. So I would Buddy Hield's one.
I love the fact that it's 13 years after the fact and Heat fans are still bitter with LeBron.
Well, listen, it was a rough go at the end of it.
I love how their understanding is he stabbed us in the back. What stab? He was a free agent. What stabbing in the back did he do?
Listen, I don't want to rehash on a day and a week where we get Giannis. I think I've laid my sword down on days like that. We could talk about what contract statuses were, but were things handled the best by him in the most gracious way, Vlad? They were not. But we, they've hugged it out. They've found their peace. And do I think that would be anything that would hold up it? No, but do I think that they would have like trepidations about the fit? Maybe. Don't know.
Yeah. Like LeBron stabbed. Jimmy stabbed you, not LeBron.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, that's why they gave 22 right to Andrew Wiggins.
he didn't even have to ask.
Nah, they're like, yeah, whatever, dude. Whatever you want.
By the way, do you think Trae Young is wrong for telling DeBanza we'll talk about the number switch?
What is DeBanza's number?
Number three. And Trae Young's wearing number three for some reason.
I thought Trae Young was 11.
I thought so, too.
Is that retired in Washington? Does Washington have any retired numbers?
I don't know. Wasn't John? No, John Wall was number one, right?
Two.
It was two.
He was two.
Well, yeah. Trey Young, when congratulating AJ DeBanta, said,
I didn't even realize.
You realize, yeah, we'll talk about the number later. And it was like, talk about the number later. I'm the number one pick.
Yeah, but I got $212 million.
I got 212.
I think he should just make his number.
And then
number
I would 200. Pull a Leroy, and you're short.
Yeah. I think Trae Young should just make his number 212.
You know, if I was the banter, I'd just look down at him, and you're small. Like, just give me the number.
They're showing the dog up on right now.
Aww.
On the Marlins broadcast, eating the hot dog.
Look at the look. I've never seen a dog mean grill another dog.
Oh, you see
like
him hesitate, too? He's like, he thought that the owner was like going to give him the hot dog. So have they found the dog? Why are they showing this?
Okay, so now I need to know, is that dog, is the owner of that dog next to them?
Wait, they found the dog already?
Is it the dog behind? Is it the owner, the one in front of the dog?
I don't know.
Or is
I think it's the person to the side.
Well, he's not taking care of his dog. He's not paying attention to the dog.
I know. Name. I couldn't give my dog no hot dog at the ballpark.
Which wait, you couldn't? Zeus couldn't handle that.
Not without some grass around.
Oh, Zeus is going to raise his leg on that foul pole.
Oh, my goodness. That's why I can't take him to work.
But do you think that they have that already kind of, like, that situation kind of figured out already at the ballpark?
Yeah, they hand out doggy treats and baggies.
I think that they have, like, areas for the dog to go. I don't know.
I would feel like, yeah.
Crazy, man. So there's that. Then Stephen A. Smith came out today, and he was talking about Bam Adebayo, and he was saying, like, hey, don't disrespect Bam Adebayo and what he's going to do for the Heat. And then he just throws in at the end, and I was like, oh? He throws in at the end. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if Damian Lillard ends up in Miami after next season. I'm telling you that right now. Really?
Really? But you
isn't he? He'll be like 37?
38 maybe, 4 years after the fact.
He's fresh. Fresh off not playing last year, though. So it's like that year doesn't even count. No mileage last year.
I guess. Except for that, what, Achilles?
Well, you know, I mean, you know.
And he went back home.
He did go back home. However, new owner, bit of a cheapskate, it seems like.
But why would he want to go further down south?
Why would he want to go south to the Heat?
Yeah, he didn't want to go to Milwaukee in the first place, and then he went to Milwaukee. And then he turned back home.
But he always wanted to go to Miami. And then, like, if you go to Portland and he goes, oh, this sucks, dude. This owner, you know, he's making me pay for we have a vending machine in the locker room now. You know, he doesn't.
That's crazy.
He makes me.
Can't even get free snacks up in this piece.
I made that story up. But that's like.
And Leroy fell for
really?
It. Too. fell for it.
Hey, y'all laughing. I got charged with socks, so it ain't beyond.
Minus one.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if Well, did you see they hired a head coach? They hired a head coach on a 1 year deal with two option years. So he's basically coaching for his job every year. Cause he's like, yeah, I'm not paying a coach.
And why did they sell him the franchise? Again.
He paid the money.
Yeah, because it was owned by Paul Allen, and his sister owned it for a little bit. She didn't want to keep the team.
But why they sold it to this cheap billionaire? By the way, me saying cheap in front of a billionaire is hysterical.
I guess his whole thing is he owns the Carolina Hurricanes.
Right, and they just won.
And he's like, I guess they just do things in hockey on a much more smaller scale. Like the salary cap is smaller, the amount of people they do all the stuff for is smaller. So I think that he's just like, I don't know why we have all this. And, you know, hockey with coaches, they change like underwear. Now, they're not going to fire Rod the Bod, obviously.
Hey, you just call him Rod the Bod?
That's his name. And he's very jacked for an old man. Now, he's still a sore loser who just won. But I'm telling you right now.
Never say Rod the Bod again.
But that's his nickname.
It's not his nickname.
It is his nickname. It's literally his nickname.
Call him Brindy.
Jennifer, go look up Rod Brindamore, shirtless.
Call him Brindy.
What?
call him.
Why do I have to see him shirtless? I've seen it.
So you've seen it. You know why they call him Rod the Bod.
You can call him Brindy.
I mean, it's a bod.
For a coach, though, very impressive.
Sure.
For his age, well, how old is Rod the Bod?
Would you stop saying Rod the Bod?
I know. I don't really like it that much. Please stop.
Guys don't like his nickname. He earned it. There's a lot of crunches for those.
He's 55 years old.
It looks very good for 55. You know? Mm-hmm. And you would never know it under his suit. It's only when it's only at the celebration. But listen, he's not more adorable than Paul Maurice with his cat t-shirts. Let's just make that right now.
I'd rather call him Nitro.
What?
That's his nicknames. RBA, Nitro, and Mr. Hurricane. And then there's also
Rod the Bod.
Yeah.
2-1 filthy.
Yes.
Take a break. Final segment coming on up. We're back after this. There you see it. Rod the Bod. Good find, Jennifer. Now get that off my screen, because those losers got an asterisk cup. All fun and games until this season, everybody, as long as we bring Bob back. Right now, the Marlins, they're up 2-1 filthy. I don't see how they got their run just now. Did you see how they got it, Vlad?
Yes. Xavier Edwards with an RBI single.
Hell yes.
Thought it could have drove in two runs, but they were playing it safe. So
wonder who was running their intangibles. Sometimes when Kyle Stowers runs, I'm like, yeah. Take it easy, fella.
he runs like a home run hitter.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, and plus he's already had the hammy insured. And like, you just take your time. Take your time.
You know them intangibles in baseball when they try to stretch one out.
Right.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
I forgot that the Rangers had Jake Berger, our friend of the show.
Oh, nice.
Jake Berger he looks like softball slugger. Like, it's just like he's just built like a square, can hit the ball out of the park, you know. Looks like a throwback. So him and Skip Schumacher both in the building this week. But Yuri Perez 2-1 right now has looked pretty rock solid for the Fish in his return from his leg injury.
He's out of the game right now.
They took him out?
Yeah, they took him out 4 2/3.
Nice.
So
good to have him back. They needed some. They needed another starter in there. Yesterday, Sandy. Shmeen says, "Of course, Tobin would notice a burger. I would love burgers, dude." I was telling Leroy yesterday, I was asking if he's ever been to a Mooyah. I was telling you if you've ever been to a Mooyah.
Yeah, no, I never heard of it. How you spell it?
Mooyah, I believe.
Mooyah?
Mooyah, yeah.
What the hell is that?
Y-A-H.
Mooyah? I have seen them around. I've just never gone in.
Instead of, like, you know, Stuart Scott with the Booyah, it's Mooyah. And I think it's burgers and shakes.
There's not any by me.
I don't see a bunch either. There's one that opened it up in Palm Beach near me. So
there's one in Boca.
Two by me.
Let me see.
You're on it.
Are they good?
I don't know. I've never been. But
I thought you said you had one.
No, I was asking you. I was thinking of going, but I had asked because you're kind of a connoisseur of these fat. Because we were talking about there was a place you told me you said stunk, and I was like, hey, have you ever been to Mooyah?
Oh, okay.
Because I thought that was kind of your thing. You've been to those Five Guys and the Shake Shacks and all those. So I was wondering if you had ever been to a Mooyah. That's all.
Okay.
Maybe that could be the next video of the Scots going around if they have tried a Mooyah. That guy, by the way, who tried the pub.
There's only two in our area.
That's it?
Boca.
I think
and
I have two by
Wellington.
Muda.
Well, that guy who ate the pub sub, he also did the thing where he, like, they're obsessed with ranch and he covered
yes,
it in
he
ranch.
Put ranch on it.
Whoa, that's a choice.
I don't even like ranch like that.
That's a hell of a choice for
I go ranch on chicken before I go blue cheese. I don't like blue cheese.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So I can see. I mean, if they're used to dipping, say, chicken tendies in ranch,
What do they have as condiments in Scotland? Do they just have it?
That's ranch.
With nothing?
Because you ask for ranch in a foreign country, you got to have it. You had to have had it.
No, they don't apparently. Because that's why they're all. I mean, I think they're all.
But that's why
they're
putting ranch on everything.
Yeah, I don't think they have.
He said he should have went with hot sauce.
Or buffalo,
but But then he said, not bad.
No.
The real SDI said malt vinegar.
Ugh.
That's what they put on their fries, right?
Why do they still eat like it's medieval times?
Because they drink like it's medieval times.
Why? Yeah. Like, are they still? Like,
did you see 17 Scots walking around going, just, like,
so what's going on over in Scotland? Are they just still eating turkey legs? I'm just curious.
Fish and chips? Is that fish and chips?
Yeah, but I don't think they do anything with it. I think they just have the fish and chips. Do they have tartar sauce? Like, what do they do with the fish and chips? I'm just curious.
Do they have tartar sauce? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just.
They're big on the fried cod, right? I never had cod till I left Louisiana.
Most popular condiments in Scotland: tangy brown sauce, salt, non-brewed condiment.
What the hell is that?
Brown sauce?
This is like a common.
That's their food.
Tangy brown sauce.
That's their food?
Yeah.
It's like a common plate there, yeah.
Dude. Tangy, ew. Slightly sweet, savory, traditional sauce alongside, dude, Scottish breakfast.
You could tell one thing.
Oh, yeah. So happy to eat.
Look at the top left. You could tell that. The little sauces.
They got no flavor in their food.
Vlad.
Not
one. It ain't happening, bro.
I'm trying to see.
I don't know what that is. Is that a sausage?
I don't know.
Is that a sausage patty or just bread?
Is that
they put their best foot forward.
They put their foot in it. That's what they did. And I'm not talking about the good foot.
Like, that mushroom looks like they just picked it out of the garden and threw it on there.
Mm-mm.
They didn't use it for anything.
Dude.
No, like, why?
That's terrible. And why is the toast got its own little toast hole?
Yeah, I was asking that too. Why does the toast have a fork?
That's where you come off?
It's delicious.
I'm very confused. Like, I don't know. So it says that. It says salt and chippy vinegar. I don't know what the
hell is chippy vinegar.
It's not mellow vinegar.
I think it's.
Dude, it looks bland. It looked like whoever ate that had an episode
of
Bubble
Guts.
It's
very dry too.
Yeah. Is that sausage or bread? Like pumpernickel bread?
Is that jail food?
Pumpernickel bread.
That might be the food they give you at jail, in jail in Scotland.
Yeah, but I picture it like being like a dungeon.
Oh, it looks like it has veins. Ew.
Your meal's up.
Along with the fact is, that's the most busted up piece of ham I've ever seen.
That looks like ham that was just like hanging out on a hook all day, and they just like cut it off with a dagger.
They dried the ham outside like clothes.
Sausage, baked beans.
It was on a ham line.
Baked beans.
Black pudding, fruit pudding.
Foot
of scones, fruit. Mushrooms, tomatoes, and toast.
Wait, that's eggs? All on that plate?
Is that an egg?
Dude, that sounds like an omelet. It sounds delicious, but then I look at that plate and I'm like, no, thank you.
Never. This says, is it haggies or haggis? What is the...
Elfin Kane said uncircumcised.
Haggis... Ugh. Savory pudding made from minced sheep's heart.
Sheep's heart?
Ain't nothing on that plate is savory.
Well, that's not on the plate. I'm not reading stuff off the plate anymore. I just looked in the must try Scottish foods.
Okay.
And they refer to something as haggis.
Isn't that like spam or what do you call it? Corned beef and hash.
I'm going to show you what haggis looks like right now.
Date self says illegal in the U.S.
Ugh.
Legal?
It's illegal in the U.S.
It should be.
I don't know if he's just being funny, but, you know.
I mean.
Somebody says savory means salty. No.
Nah.
Okay. This is,
Al Mackey. That looks like,
I don't even know what this is.
That looks like corned beef and hash.
Future. Looks like a future appointment with the porcelain gods. That's what it looks like.
Dude.
Make sure you eat your haggis.
They really sat that on the plate like, no wonder that dude enjoyed that pub sub.
It says, it sounds disgusting, but you're guaranteed higher quality ingredients than any hot dog or pizza topping.
Sure. If you gave the dog who was at
In
the Marlins.
In other words, the heart, liver, and lungs all chopped up with oats and spices.
Let me tell you something right now. If you gave
oats and spices?
Mashed turnip. And the tatties are mashed potatoes.
By the way,
so check this out. The Canadians do something like that. They smash rutabaga and carrots.
I don't like that word.
Together. It looks it's not rutabaga. Like sweet potato. It's rutabaga. But it's not.
By the way, savory does mean salt.
Minus one.
All right.
Savory most commonly refers to foods that are piquant, salty, or spicy rather than sweet.
Spice. See, when I think of savory, I just think of opposite of sweet.
Yes.
I don't think salty, but I guess salty would be opposite of sweet, right?
Yes. In cooking, savory describes food that is full of flavor, appetizing, and typically salty or spicy.
You think you just call me?
Wait. First of all, if I go over there and they put one shrimp on the plate, we fighting.
I don't think that's like, that, isn't that like, what do they call that kind of shrimp? What's like the bigger prawn? Crawfish?
Let's see.
A prawn?
Yeah, that's not like one shrimp. That's like a crawfish, but what are those bigger? Is it a
crawfish? But it's
what are the ones
look
that
at
are
the color of it?
What are the things
that's
that,
a shrimp?
Langoustine.
Langoustine. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the fake lobster that fake they lobster. Use that Red Lobster.
That doesn't look like Red Lobster.
I would like
no,
to see
they
that.
Use those little langoustinos or whatever they call it.
I would like the Tartan Army out of Red Lobster. I think that'd be great to see them eat the biscuits
with beer.
This is incredible.
You know, how many restaurants down south said, the Tartan Army's here. Load up.
Load up for the Tartan Army. All right, everybody. Well, Tartan Army, enjoy your time in Miami tonight against Brazil.
And the Rams.
They're named after their food. Tart.
Damn, Leroy. That was good.
Dude, I know
that. For Leroy.
Down here with the Latin, the Haitian food, the Dominican, like all the island food, like come on.
Remember my friend from England who came down for quite some time?
Yeah,
he extended his trip about 3 weeks, and now he wants to come back again. He left last month.
I'm so hungry, Jennifer. I need to.
He probably went back there and somebody served him some haggis, and he's like, I'm out.
Let me ask you this. Last point. If you come to South Florida and then you try all the great things in South Florida, how can you go back to where you're from and then just eat?
What do you got
to
eat?
That bland food.
Gruel and porridge?
Yeah, you eat some Cuban food, Haitian food, Jamaican food. You're going to go back with a different taste.
Oh, man. Well, that's a
you
show.
You think they look at oxtails like we look at haggis?
No. That's our show today, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.